recording. So was the Gemara has something of a challenging comparison between being Mishameh Chas and Mekala and three things that this could be likened to. So the first one is that he's Zochel Torah. So I tried to explain that a person who's Mishameh Chas and Mekala isn't really celebrating the party, but understands that in a halacha conception, Musar Vicha and Torah Simecha, the creation of a family unit is basically the creation of another Masoretic unit, a unit that is to say for transmission of the Masorah. And so if a person celebrates that, then they should be Zocha LaTorah, which I thought was like a Mita Keneged Mita. The third one, I thought also made a lot of sense, which is Kilu Banachas Michorvos Yerushalayim, because the Chorban of Yerushalayim wasn't, fundamentally, a physical Chorban. I mean, it was that, but, Eitzim Vavanim is not the same as the destruction of, Ha'avela Mibali Baneha. So to celebrate, the regeneration of Klal Yisrael is a major part of the story. And I noted that if you look at Eicha, it takes a goodly number of psukim to get actually to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The opening series of psukim all has to do with the destruction of the Jewish society, right? Yashva Vadad, Ha'ir Abasiyam, Ha'isak Almana, Dar Chetzion Avilos Mibli Ba'im Oed. So it's a very different focus. And that's obviously telling because, if I'm in general, when you talk about, things that are either tragic or, the opposite, very joyous. So contemporaneous accounts are extremely important because it tells you what the people were thinking about. And what Yirmiyahu HaNavi is obviously projecting is the great tragedy. So Kilu Banachas Michorvos Yerushalayim is very significant. Then the middle category, and that was a little harder, of Kilu Hikriv Toda. So I suggested that maybe this was the dimension of Toda that relates to it only being Yom V'Layla Ad Chatzos, and not having the full time of Shlamim, which is Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. So as everybody notes, that the Karban Toda will obviously have the property of, you having to, share your Simcha with others. So maybe Simcha's Chasan V'Kala itself is a way of, sharing Simcha with others. I noted at the time that, one of the challenges of my interpretation is that it's a little bit of the wrong direction, right? The Karban Toda is you're sharing with other people, and Simchas Chasan Mekala is you're, participating in their joy. But I thought it was more on the, on the Achilas HaToda than the, Zevach Toda side. But, we should be open to different interpretations. Okay. Great. Amar b'chavam Amar b'huda koladam sheish v'yira shemayim dvarav nishmayim. Shenem ar sof davar akol nishmas Elohim yira. So you can see the drasha is, again, the very bottom of Amud Beis. Sof davar akol nishma es ha'elokim yira. So if a person is elokim yira, ha'kol nishma, that person is going to be zocha to have what they say heard. So my kizek kol adam. So this is a very subtle part of the Gemara, and I don't think it's really an obvious part of the Gemara. Rashi doesn't say very much here, so we'll have to try to work through it together. So Amar Lazar, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Olam Kulo Lo Nivra Ela Bishvil Zeh. That the world exists, Rashi says here, Sheyivraze, so that Yira Shemayim could exist. And this is such a deep and sustaining, form of religious experience that it justifies the creation of the world. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Amar Shakol Zeh Connecticut Kol Olam Kulo. Fine. Rabbi Shimon Ben Azai, Omer Ramila, Rabbi Shimon Ben Zoma, Kol Olam Kulo Lo Nivra Ela Litzavos Lazeh. The entire world was created to command towards this. So what's the difference between Bishvilze and Litzavos Lazeh? So not entirely sure. But I thought a little bit about, Benzoma's articulation of it. So Litzavos Lazeh is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu could give a tziboy. And maybe the difference is even if nobody, would actually be a Yarei Shamayim, but simply that Hashem should extend that opportunity, that justifies the existence of the world. For Hashem to call out in that way, certain generations, you guys studied, say, from Malachim last year, it almost feels like, right, there's not a single person who could meet that description, and yet, the very fact that it exists as an opportunity that, it beckons towards you, that itself justifies the world's existence, because at least you have the aspiration towards Yirat Shamayim, and even if nobody, you know, is actively fulfilling it or even close to that, but the fact that the tzivoy for Yirat Shamayim exists justifies the worlds. Okay, so Amrav Chaba, Amrav Huna, Kol Shiyodei B'chaveri Shorogel Itin Lo Shalom, Yaktim Lo Shalom, Shenemar, Bokeh Shalom V'radfeo, V'yim Nasan Lo Hichzer Nikra Gazlan, Shenemar, V'atem, this is in the Mashal of the Kerem, V'yartem B'kerem Gazalta Ani B'vatechem, Gzelas Ani B'vatechem. So what's Gzelas Ani? If he's really poor, he doesn't have anything. So Rashi points out here is that the one thing that he has is, you know, he can count on you giving him, you know, a proper greeting. And if a person doesn't give a proper greeting, that itself is a form of Gzelas. So that's like a very important idea, and it confirms the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin. So ten dapim from now, we'll be there sooner than you think. Where the Gemara talks about Amar Lava Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Shel Hikdimo Adam Shalom Eolam, just the importance of friendliness. You know, I like to say on Tisha B'Av there's an Isser of Sheila Shalom. That should tell you that the rest of the year, you know, is obviously a very important thing to do. And before davening, you're not supposed to go out of your way, you know, as we'll talk about later on in the first parak. You know, just greeting people and warmth and friendliness is something that goes a very long way. Two Mishnayos and Avos to think about. Shammai is Mikabel Kol Adam B'Sefer Panim Yafos. Rabbi Shmuel, a little bit later in Avos, says, Havi Mikabel Kol Adam B'Simcha. So, no matter what else is going on in a person's life, and sometimes it really is, in avoda in its own right, if a person is feeling, you know, very bereft and certainly many, many challenges, but to be able to project, outward a sense of joy and, to help other people who may be struggling, you never know what, it's obviously sounds trite, but what a proper greeting can do. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. This is obviously very timely. Shenemar Rabbi Yosi Malhar Kachivus Imachnim Beis Tfilasi. Doesn't say Beis Tfilasam, which it really should say, but this is going to be the house where they daven. Tfilasam Lo Nemar Ela Tfilasi Mikan Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. So what does he have to daven about? Right, he doesn't need to say Refayenu. He doesn't need to say Baruch Aleinu. You know, he's got Refuah. He's got Parnas. So my Matzli. So Amar Rav Zutra Batovia Amar Rav Yiratzam Lofanai. Very, very, very timely. Sheikh Bashir Rachamayas Kasai Vigol Rachamay Midosai Vesnahaigim Banai Bemidas Rachanim Vaekanes Lahem Lifnim Mishra Sadin. There you go. So Tanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Pamachas Tichnasi Lachter Ketores Lifnai Vlifnim Yom Kippur Verisia Kasriel Yahashem Tzvakos Shu Yoshev Al Kisei Ravinisa Vamrli Yishmal Beni Barcheni and Amarti Lo. So he says the following: Yiratzam b'fanecha, it's just the tefila of Hashem, so to speak. Sheyichpashu rachamecha is kascha. We go to rachamecha midosecha. V'tisnaigim banecha midas rachamim. B'tikanes lam nifne mishuras hadin. V'naneli berosho v'kamash malan. Shalote birchas hedyot kalavidecha. Hashem is willing to accept a bracha from a human being. Any human being, could be the Kohen Gadol, could be anybody else. What difference does it make? The difference between Hashem and any human being is incalculable. So it could be, you know, again, the last guy in the last row of the bleachers versus the Kohen Gadol is not such a big difference when you're talking about Hashem. So shalote birchas hedyot kala be'enecha. So here, just in terms of the substance of it, it's important to think about that this is a very, very classical formulation of the idea that Hashem Kiviyachol has different impulses. There's a midas hadin, there's a midas harachamim, and that's something that's very much in our mind. It'd be Rosh Hashanah, you know, in the blink of an eye. You could summarize many, many, many hours of our tefilos over the next 2 weeks, including all of the slichos, into basically this point that we're, you know, lo al tzid koseinu anachnu mapidim tachanun lefanecha ki arachamecha harabim, so that Yadus has understood that Hashem's midah of emes and din can militate against us, right? You know, we're all guilty in many ways, and we're, you know, it wouldn't be helpful to deny that. That would just be worse, right? We would be engaging in deception again, you know. So rather than, you know, try to portray ourselves as, you know, not having done anything wrong, which we see in society all around us, and everybody, you know, is just covering up, you know, with left to right, and you know, so that's not our approach. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to act in accordance with rachamim and not with din. And this is something, you know, v'naneli berosho, that Hashem appreciates, that this is, in many ways, you know, something that Hashem is looking for, that we can admit that we may not be deserving, but that we understand that Hashem can very often, you know, virav chesed, as we say, that the abundance, the overflowing chesed, can mitigate the midah sadin. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi Minayin Shein Maratan Lo Adam Mishas Kaso Dechsev Panay Yilecho Vani Chosi Lach. So this is actually Nifsak Lahalach on the Rambam. that you have to be very careful about trying to calm somebody down when they're just upset. Timing is everything. The Kodesh Baruch Hu really get upset. And Tanya v'kelzoim b'chol yom. Kodesh Baruch Hu does get upset every single day. Had I been angry during those days at all, had I allowed myself to experience that rega, 1 out of 58,888, then the Jewish people would have been destroyed. And Bilam says, the issue is, I don't have anything to work with here. You know, you got to give me something to work with. And Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get angry, not even a little bit angry, then I'm, you know, totally incapable of doing anything. So Malamed shall call some hayamim lozom. V'chama zamo, again, rega. V'chama rega, amar ravin, v'yisem ravina, rega kememra, as we said. V'nala under rega rasach, how do we know that it's just a second? Shenemar ki rega be'apo chayim b'rtzono. V'yisem mehacha, chovikim at rega ad yavor zam ve emas rasach. When exactly does this happen? Amar baye behanach flashay kamaisa ki chivri karvelasa de tarnigola, the 3 earliest hours of the day. When you see that the crown of the hens turns from red to white. Avakai achad kara kol shaita v'shata. I skipped the line. Avakai achad kara and stands on one leg. Kol shaita v'shata nami kai hachi. If you look at the rooster, apparently it looks that way all the time. So kol shaita is be shuryaki sumki. There's always a red streak. B'hai shaita leis be shuryaki sumki. It doesn't have any red. So I just wanted to point out. You know, there's this big discussion, especially in the Ramban, what Bilam's status was. Was he a navi? Bilam, according to Ramban, was basically a kosem. He was a magician who, for a moment, achieved Ruach HaKodesh, but that really wasn't what he was about. So that seems very consistent with his Gemara. But his Gemara says that Bilam's powers were very, very limited. He had like one particular skill, which is to be able to be mechavein, you know, shas rigzo shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moreover, remember the Mishnah in the 5th parak of Avos, where it talks about Talmidav shel Avram Avinu versus Talmidav shel Bilam HaRasha. And one of the important distinctions between Avram Avinu and Bilam HaRasha is Ayin Tova versus Ayin Ra. Remember that? So Ayin Tova means generosity, and Ayin Ra means a person who sees things in a very jaundiced way. So a person who always sees the negative in other people, he's not Dan Lekav's Chos, he's just always, you know, a person who always sees life as, you know, gloom and doom. So anyway, so Bilam is being portrayed here in the Gemara with exactly that characteristic, right? That what's Bilam's, koach? His koach is to have literally an ayin ra and to be able to see, Hashem, you know, is angry right now. Let's try to spread that negativity. So we don't want to be mitamidav shel Bilam HaRasha. What you want to try to do is to try, and whenever there's negativity, to sort of diffuse it and to avoid it. That's part of this Gemara of not trying to be meratz a person b'shas kaso, is not trying to, you know, inflame any negativity or doing anything that could expand it. So, we want to be obviously mitamidav shel Avram Avinu, which will be a topic on Zayin HaMabez also, but that's the point. So how tzeduki the Habib Shavusi the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So there was a tzeduki that was in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's neighborhood that was just giving him a very hard time. Havakamitzar le tuva bikrai, and again, you know, because it's tzedukim, they only Torah shebichsav, quoting psukim. You know, obviously, just fighting with him every day about Torah Shabbal Peh. So Yom Echad Shakol Tarnagola Ve'ukme Ben Kari Da Arsev Ein Ve Savar Kimata Eishata. So he figured when he'll see the pure white of the crown, Altie, he'll curse this person, and you know, God will incinerate the guy. Kimata Eishata Niem. But then Hashem made it that he fell asleep. Amar Shmamina Lavorach Ora Lemiavid Hachi. It's not appropriate to do this. So Tosus wonders about that, and Tosus says, "This is how it's a duki." So Avgav da Tzedukim Aridin v'lamalin, even though the Gemara of Odezara says they deserve to be destroyed, so Tosfos answers that really they deserve to be destroyed, you know, bidei Adam and not bidei Shemayim. So it's Lavo Rechara that, you know, you should make this Hashem's problem. Lavo Rechara l'me'avid hachiv racham aval kol ma'asav k'siv u'k'siv gam anosh l'tzadik lo tov. So again, that Hashem, and this is previewing the Gemara in Daf Yud, when Hashem wants, you know, these individuals to engage in tshuva and not to be destroyed. That's not a productive thing. So Tana Mishmed Rebeir Bishasha Chamizarachas Chomacha Mizrach Umarav Manichem Kisrayim Beroshem Ishtachem Lechama Miyad Koyes Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that the Shas Kas, Rebeir agrees that there is a Shas Kas, is when all the Malchim Mizrach and Marav are engaged in Avodah Zarah. Yeah. Just that previous Tosas I forgot to do at the time. So Tosas again indicates with Bilam, if it was just a rega, how was he going to curse the Jewish people? You know, the psukim take a while. So apparently Bilam would have just said either kalem, destroy them, or the second day. And Tosas is that as long as you start during that shas kas, then you could continue, which is an interesting thing. Sort of the NBA rule, that if you release the ball before the buzzer, right, then it counts, as opposed to the NHL, where the puck actually has to go in the net. Doesn't matter when it leaves your stick, right? Okay, so that's second day in Tosos, is that apparently klalos follow the NBA rules and not the NHL rules. Okay, yeah, I'm sure that's the distinction Tosos had in mind as well. It's probably what they were thinking also. Yeah, so I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Yossi. This is a very important line. Tova mar desachas b'libo shaladam yosem mechama malki oshenemar viradfas me'avav v'amre ocha v'alshuv v'alishir rishon ki tov li'az me'ata. So what this Gemara is saying is that Tova Mardus Achaz Velibo Shaladam, that when a person feels contrite, it's better than 1,000 sets of lashes externally. That really, you know, you could sit through a million or a billion or a trillion Sichos Musar, and until a person really internalizes anything, it's all just talk. You know, there's a great line that the Rambam has in his Perusha Mishnayo. So the Mishnah says, "Yimei ani limili." So the Rambam says that the same thing is true about inspiration. You know, it's all wonderful. It really is to go to nights of inspiration, nights of external inspiration. But the Rambam says, ultimately, you know, these things always fade. You know, you give it a day, you give it a week, whatever it is. The Rambam says a person has to feel at some point that they can inspire themselves to do the right thing. If you don't feel that way, then it's never going to be successful. So that's what the Gemara says, is, you know, Mardus Achaz Belibo Shaladam, that a person has to feel an internal state of Hachna, and it's, you know, that's better than 1,000 sets of Malkios. So that's a very important, again, in time in the Gemara for this time of year. We have to sort of confront things ourselves. So what does it mean, drachecha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He wanted to know the question of suffering, of tzadik v'ralo. Ribono shel Olam, v'tema yesh tzadik v'tovlo, yesh tzadik v'ralo, yesh rasha v'tovlo, yesh rasha v'ralo. So Amar lo Moshe, tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik ben tzadik, tzadik v'ralo, tzadik ben rasha, rasha v'tovlo, rasha ben tzadik, rasha v'ralo, rasha ben rasha. So again, according to Rabbi Yossi, Moshe got all three, that Hashem rest his presence to Jewish people, not on the nations of the world, and explained to him the question of all questions, the question of suffering. So Rabbi Meir disagrees with that. We'll see in just a second, and we'll finish with this line. So Amar Mar, Tzadik v'tovlo, Tzadik ben Tzadik, Tzadik v'ralo, Tzadik ben Rasha. You need that really true. V'aksiv, poket avon avos albanim, v'aksiv, uvanim el yudim sol avos. V'raminan kraya adani, m'sharinan lo kasha, hak she'ochsen ma'asi avosem bi'adayim, hak she'en mo'ochsen ma'asi avosem bi'adayim. So how can you answer that Tzadik v'ralo is a person whose father was a Rasha? If he's not ochez ma'asi avos bi'adav, so why in the world would he be punished? Alachi kamerle, Tzadik v'tovlo, Tzadik gamor, Tzadik v'ralo, Tzadik she'enu gamor. Rasha v'tovlo, Rasha she'eno gamor. Rasha v'ralo is a Rasha gamor. So again, it doesn't have to do with who your father was, but it has to do with the quality of your tzidkis. So the last line, pligat Reb Meir, dem Reb Meir, shtayim natanu lo, that Hashem answered two of the questions, and he gave him a positive answer, that he would dwell in Shechina, the Jewish people, not in the nations of the world. V'achas lo nasnu shenemar, v'chanosi es asher achon, afal pi she'eno hakon, v'richamti es asher arachim, Af al pi she'enu hagun. In other words, that Reb Meir says, we'll never understand the question of tzaddik v'ralo, rasha v'tovlo. There's some things that are mysterious in the world. And even Moshe Rabbeinu, who at that moment maybe came closer than any human being to understanding a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the bottom line is that you can never understand Hashem in this regard. V'chanosi es asher achon, v'richamti es asher arachim, Hashem is just completely unknowable in this way. And so, of course, even though we always maintain Hashem's, the idea that Hashem, as some of us have been discussing recently, doesn't just engage in Mishpat, but Hashem is like the definition of Mishpat, HaMelech HaMishpat, HaKel HaMishpat, if you will. At the end, sometimes, often, we don't understand that Mishpat, right? And HaTzor Tamim Paloki Chol Drachav Mishpat, Kel Amunah Ve'Navel Tzadik V'Asharhu is an axiom for us. We always believe that. We believe that to be true. And yet, at the same time, we may not fully understand that from a human perspective. That's the day of Rav Meir, Shtayim Natanu Lo V'Achas Lo Nasan, though, that one of them would remain elusive from Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so we'll hold it up here. Wish everybody ksiva v'chasima tova, and look forward.